Strong Hercules. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, 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 okay. See, your drink is so thirsty. Are lit. Welcome to the dungeon. Beautiful morning. Get that on me. Skirt, skirt. So some virtue thoughts. First, your body is the apex of virtue. Virtuous essentially means to be a man. So thought, critique on modern day man. So what's the problem? Too much time indoors, too much time watching videos, sports, things on your iPhone, iPad, TV. It's like, what? It's like, watch TV. It's like, is you guys dumb? It's like, is you dumb? Dum, da, dum, dum, dums. So my personal suggestion with working out, weightlifting, blah, blah, blahs, is just do what you feel like. You know, proper way to do nothing. Every day is a little bit different. And I think allowing a little bit of the dynamism in everyday life is what makes life so wonderful. I think the weird trend in today's world is we think that everything has to be so premeditated, scheduled, planned, etc. And why do people want that? I think it's essentially the philosophy of life, everyday life is we're trained to not be independent thinkers, to think same. And the problem with thinking same is just kind of makes for boring people. My personal thought and critique is the only thing we should be anti is boring people, boring humans, blah blah, people without opinions. It's better to have a strong opinion and not be boring than to be a quote-unquote woke-ass, fake-ass, PC, quote-unquote intelligent person, blah blah blahs, and not have any interesting real opinions. So my suggestion is stop quoting people, just say it how it is. The more you quote other people, it's a sign that you yourself lack self-esteem in your own thinking. And what is the problem of the thinking your own self-thinking esteems? Is you outsource or you crowdsource your courage. I mean, I think what is intellectual courage? Intellectual courage is to say what's really on your mind and disregard what other people are gonna say or critique you for. So yeah, I think the two most courageous thinkers or innovators of our time is definitely Kanye West and Elon Musk, because you just say what's really on their mind. It's like so critical, right? Critical means like negative criticism, whatever. So I'm like, don't hate because they have the courage to say what's on your mind and you're a coward. It's not my fault you're a coward. Actually, the funny thought too, right, is, I mean, this is the funny thought is, can women be cowards? I don't think so. Only a man could be a coward. So as a consequence, I think maybe the proper order of things or the ethos should be for men to focus on male, manly things and focus on that. To be more virtuous means to be more manly, and only have an opinion about matters which actually concern you. So, oh. Segway. Joy about these farmers carries exercises is it's like probably the ultimate quote unquote functional fitness. Just pick up something heavy and just walk it out. Seems like a intelligent strategies. Smart, smart, smart. I am so smart. S-M-R-T. Think ancient Greece roamed the discus. I think also why it's good to learn from the ancient Greeks is, I mean, the Romans were okay too, but they're definitely much more degenerate ideas within the Romans. The Greeks, I think, were much stronger, simpler, less addicted to quote-unquote luxury, and less of a pushovers. I think the reading the Iliad, the most beautifully sublime, strong philosophies, thoughts, etc. Whereas the Roman stuff tends to be a little bit on the boring side. Even the I read the Aeneid. It definitely pales in comparison compared to the Iliad. Better to read the Iliad a million times than to read these other more boring works. Even, Aeneas, not the world's most interesting character. I think mythology is good. The ancient Greek stuff seems to be better than the ancient Roman stuff, so think ancient Greece. Like, my thought is, how can we barbell it where we take the best of ancient Greece and we can integrate it into our modern day times and lifestyle. So one thing I propose is kind of this towards the physicality. So, you know, we care so much about being smart, intelligent, I don't know, your SAT scores or how many PhDs you got, right? But ultimately no one cares. I think what people care more about is strength, valor, courage, virtues is nowadays seen as like kind of mental or scholarly or academic virtues. But my simple heuristic is, before you read the works of anybody or whatever, first look at a picture of them, headshot, ideally. What do they look like topless and naked? What do they look like in the flesh? So put zero faith in Bill Gates because he's just the man looks unwell and obese. Even our best friend Elon, he's a good one, but his physical fitness is not so good. So trust the physical fitnesses. Arizona has the Grand Canyon? Question mark. I guess so. Yeah, so farmers carry handles. Seems like a good innovations. Which I didn't even know I thought too, is I'm trying to propagate and get people to do what I think is good for them, but maybe just do your thing. The other people do their thing. You shouldn't have to convince people to do otherwise. Just let other people live their life. You know, if somebody's a real weightlifter, just look at their calluses. turn your life into its own action film. Sleep first. Freehand it. Just freehand it. Buddy caps, 1980. Stick with old school. American. Use a real one, use a faker. Zero tolerance for the fakers. So fresh and so smooth. Thank you. life is just dream. Get some safety thingies. Safety thing is safety. Oh, yeah.